Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome to Peace Lutheran Church. I'm Pastor Jeremy Lucky, and a special welcome to Palm Sunday as we enter into Holy Week here at Peace. Welcome to those who are here in the sanctuary in person and those tuning in online. We have, I think, a couple cars out in the parking lot as well, hearing our transmission on 103.5. Welcome to Peace this morning in Palm Sunday. Boy, we're really going to get a good look at Jesus today as he enters into Jerusalem, and it causes us to just think about this question: what does it take to be a good leader? That is a question, no matter what decade you've lived in, or no matter what age you've lived in, there's that question: what does it take to be a good leader? And there are a lot of answers to that. Someone who gets things done, maybe someone who takes charge, someone who has amazing speaking skills or organizational skills. What we're going to see with Jesus is something very different. With Jesus, he's one who has tremendous internal qualities. Things like humility, servanthood, obedience, as Paul says in Philippians chapter 2. So we're going to pay close attention to those quiet things of Jesus today as he rides on into Jerusalem. We are entering into Holy Week, and there are some important things to share with the congregation as we begin our journey together. First off, let's go through the schedule of services this next week. We're gathering here for Maundy Thursday worship, April 6th at 7 p.m. That service is going to have the offering of Holy Communion. We also have Good Friday service. That's April 7th. That's also at 7 p.m. A very impactful service is Good Friday. And then we're gathering here again on Easter Sunday at 10 o'clock for Easter worship. The Easter egg hunt is at 11:15, and there is no adult or youth Bible study next Sunday here at Peace. So there's the schedule. How can you help us? How can we prepare for Easter? Just want to highlight on the back of the bulletin, under the announcements, there are a few things. I just want to read them here that will help us to prepare for Easter. Maybe you can do one of these things. Number one is to bring flowers for our Easter cross. We have it right outside the doors. It's a great place to take pictures on Easter Sunday. If you could bring flowers and bring them Friday night or Saturday morning, that would be greatly appreciated. Next, we're going to decorate our altar up front with Easter lilies. Haven't done that for a few years. You're welcome to bring an Easter lily and bring that into, let's say, the kitchen counter by Saturday, April 8th. Then we also need those Easter eggs filled by Saturday, April 8th. The Easter egg hunt is the next day. Consider bringing those in. And then finally, we need people to bring finger foods for Easter Sunday fellowship. Lots of opportunities to participate. Just think of one thing that you can do. And we're just going to gather together for an exciting time next Sunday, celebrate the resurrection of Jesus. Finally, consider inviting a friend. We have an insert describing all our services, the best way to get the news out about the great things happening at Peace, and more importantly, our proclamation that Jesus is Lord of all, is by simply handing this insert to maybe a neighbor or a friend. Okay, that's all I have to share about announcements heading into Easter. For our worship service today, it is Palm Sunday, and you should have received a branch as you entered, as well as a bulletin. This is not, Jerry, this is not to tickle Kathy, okay? The palm branch, what's that? Okay, yeah. The palm branch had a historic significance. It was a sign of victory, not just with the Jews, but across the ancient world. So oftentimes you'll see coinage that had the emperor's picture on it, his image, and then a palm branch as well. It was a sign that you're in charge, that you are powerful. And on Palm Sunday, as Jesus came into Jerusalem, we see the people waving palm branches. I'll share some more details about that in my sermon. But mainly for the purposes of this worship service, our first congregational song, which is All Glory, Laud, and Honor, you are invited to come forward. That song's a long one, so don't feel like we're going to run out of time. You're invited to come forward as you are led. You're not going to be ushered. Just seek out a time where there's an opening, and you come forward to one of the two receptacles up front and place your palm branch in there, and then you can head back to your seat. You don't have to do this, but you are invited to do this, this tradition in our church. Okay, I think that does it for that. I just want to highlight one other thing. The choir is singing for us, and we have a special guest, very special guest, trumpeter Ken Saul is with us this morning. Thanks for being with us, Ken, and guiding us in our worship. We're very blessed to hear him this morning. And we're going to hear him right off the bat. We're going to have our choir come up front, and Ken's going to play with us to sing our opening song, our choir anthem, which is Hosanna, Sing Aloud Hosanna. At this time, if you're in the choir, please come on forward.